Everyday is Saturday jingle, the new Everyday is Saturday jingle. It's a throwback Thursday, Sam Crowley, February 11th, 2016. I hope you're having the most amazing day ever. You ever been rejected? No? Liar. We've all been rejected, man. What's the matter with you? But you know what? It's not being rejected. It's being redirected. And we'll talk about that on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Before we go any further, have you left a five-star review for the show? If yes, thank you very much. If no, what is the matter with you? We are going to excommunicate you from the Everyday is Saturday community if you do not run over to iTunes right now and leave a five-star rating. We love our fans. We love the feedback for the fans. By we, I mean me. And then you, come on board and love everybody up. It's a movement. If you don't get it, that's okay. If you think I'm completely a unhinged, screaming lunatic, that's even better. Just give the show about 6 months and you'll get it. You'll be hooked, I promise you. Let's read a couple reviews real quick. This one's actually really funny. Who needs church when you got Sam? Sky 12345. Hands down, one of my favorite mentors ever. I was a miserable accountant, CPA. Aren't all CPAs miserable? I thought that's redundant, being a miserable CPA. And with your words of wisdom, I'm taking steps towards achieving a more fulfilling career and a better life. Keep up the great content, my man. Hey, thank you, Sky. Ski? Sky. S-K-I-E. Whatever. I love it. Love the feedback. Hey, so head on over to iTunes. So there's a quote I saw today. And as is all my content, it's all stolen, borrowed, plagiarized. None of the thoughts in my mind are original. And I really enjoy that because in school, I got crucified, man, for cheating and looking off everybody else's papers. And then when you become an entrepreneur, look, that is encouraged, like borrowing, masterminding, sharing ideas. Nobody gets an F. We actually all get an A because we help each other succeed. It's such a completely counterintuitive concept. And now I get to cheat and steal everybody's good content and use it on my podcast, and it's great. But I was looking at this. It says, as I look back on my life, I realize that every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. How many times have you experienced that? You got shut down, man. The door closed right in your face, and then a week later, maybe even as fast as a day later, a few hours later, another door opened up and you were actually being redirected. You ever had that happen at work? Maybe you didn't get the promotion that you wanted to get, and a few weeks later, something else happened. And it always happens to the individuals who work hard, are grateful for where they are. You don't whine. It's okay to go into that, oh, I'm feeling sorry. I didn't get it for about an hour. I mean, it's about an hour you get a chance to just go for a long walk around the block, feel sorry for yourself, boo-hoo. But then you got to get back at it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I was in the corporate game, I thought I was going to get the next promotion. And I didn't get it. But I look back, I didn't want to because it would have meant relocating away from home, putting my kids in a new school system someplace in another state far, far away, and just having to, you know, get everybody going again. And that wasn't what I wanted to do. And heck, even when I met my wife, I got shut down by a girl in Buffalo, New York. It was 1996. I was just, you know, thought this girl was all hot and all that. And it's like, she's like, no, man, go away. What, Sam? You know, you're a loser. I'm like, oh, all righty then. All right. It's awesome. Hey, anyway, I didn't like you either. And then I met my wife. Well, my girlfriend at the time, Angela, we got engaged 3 months later, got married in a couple of years. And that was as a result of being rejected and redirected. So yeah, as I was told, you're a loser, you know, you got that funky hairdo and the big nose and all that working, man. I ain't into that stuff, man. Just tall, lanky, squirrely guys with orangutan arms just ain't my style. And I was like, yeah, I'm cool with that. I actually embrace that. That was right around the same time, by the way, side note, and I'm going off on a tangent, but you'll enjoy this story. That was right around the time I went with the old game show host look. And I used to have the Dumb and Dumber bangs working into my early 20s, my entire life. My mom cut my hair till I was 16 and hadn't been to the barber ever. It was usually under a dimly lit kitchen light that kind of flickered. And my mom really enjoyed the chain smoke. So, and she enjoyed the hitting the bottle a little bit too. So imagine a dimly lit kitchen in the early 1980s. Yours truly is probably a freshman in high school. Mom's got an ash, ash hanging out of the cigarette. The beauty of people that could smoke, and maybe you've seen this or maybe you're an ex-smoker, they could literally have an ash hanging off the end of a cigarette the size of a number two pencil that hasn't even been sharpened for the first time, that long. And the ash wouldn't fall, ever. It was amazing. So mom was cutting my hair with a pair of dull scissors under a dimly lit light in the kitchen, probably on her third or fourth scotch by then, and, clip my ears usually, and they wouldn't bleed for that long, but I'd always be like, oh, geez, shut up. Yeah, stay still. I'm like, Mom, I ain't moving. I think you might be seeing two of me, but I really haven't moved because I'm fearing for my life. So I lost a Dumb and Dumber haircut, moved into the old pompadour, Wink Martindale game show host look, discovered a blow dryer when I was 25 years old. Thank you to Tony's hair salon. I walked into his hair salon in 1994, 95, was it? Somewhere along there. And I said, I need a new look, man. And he went nuts. This guy, Tony, was Lebanese. Oh, I do the right, son. And I came out, was using gel and all this stuff, feathering the hair back. I mean, it was crazy. I got to put a photo of that. I mean, it was wild, man. My hair, it was going everywhere. And this chick didn't dig it in the mid-90s, the girl that I was really courting, but my wife did. As a matter of fact, I don't think she did either. She actually took me in kind of like you would at a dog at a shelter, felt sorry for me. And I had that kind of cute look where, you know, just take me home and love me up. And I need a warm meal, that type of thing. And here we are. So after being rejected, that was actually something good that happened. You know, in business, I've gone after joint ventures hundreds of times and been shut out a lot. You know, hey, would you mail for me? Hey, would you promote this? No, not even get back. But then it redirected me back into an individual who I wouldn't say I had to settle for, but I would have never known this individual had a robust mailing list, or maybe they had a great product that I could partner with and sell with them and promote and earn income. The whole point of today's message is you're going to be told no. You've probably already been told no already by today's show, some way, somehow. Whatever it is, you know, maybe you went to get your coffee and you're like, hey, you got cream? No, whatever it is. But at some point, man, you're going to have to start taking all of these rejections and turn them into being redirected. As soon as you hear no, say, wow, that's freaking awesome. I can't wait to see what's waiting for me as a result of that rejection. And then when the person tells you no, you bear hug them, man. And then you give them the hardest high five and say, thank you. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for the rejection. You just changed the trajectory of my life. And just give them the biggest hug and then say, I love you. I love you. That, my friend, is how you handle being redirected. And I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, as sure as you're listening to this show, if you're still listening and you haven't already hit the stop button because you're like, dude, the haircut story, really? As sure as you're listening to this show, you need to understand that your best days are ahead of you. Your best days are ahead of you. Do you believe it? Do you receive it? Do you believe it? Do you receive it? Say yeah, man. Just say yeah. And don't forget, whoever tells you no today, man, it's bear hug, the hardest high five ever, and embrace like they're a soldier coming back and it's your loved one. They've been away for 3 years. That type of embrace. And then you thank them. And you don't stop thanking them until they call the police. Okay? That is how you embrace rejection today. Are you fired up? Are you fired up? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.